The agency behind Mount Rainier, North Cascades, and Olympic National Parks will see big budget cuts if the Trump administration has its way. The Interior Department is the nation's largest manager of public lands. It also handles federal relations with Native Americans. Reporter John Ryan with KUOW's politics team has more on what's at stake.
Former Navy SEAL Ryan Zinke is U.S. Secretary of the Interior.
I am the steward of our greatest treasures, and I take that responsibility very seriously.
Zinke went to Congress last month to present a 13% budget cut for the Interior Department. It would mean 4,000 fewer jobs for park rangers, scientists, and regulators there.
We found savings by reducing federal land acquisition, eliminating redundant programs, allowing states, local communities, and private partners to take the lead on some others. At the end of the day, this is what a balanced budget looks like.
Zinke said the department is top-heavy and can carry out its core missions with less money. The secretary before Ryan Zinke doesn't buy it. Here's Sally Jewell of Seattle.
Coming in and slashing and suggesting that there's a mountain of waste, fraud, and abuse you can tap into is nonsense.
Jewell says the cuts will reduce public access to parks and wildlife refuges.
You will see sensitive areas closed. You'll see services reduced. You'll see hours reduced in order to deal with this kind of a cut.
The cutbacks could run afoul of laws or even treaties.
When our forefathers signed our treaties, you know, that reserved our right to hunt, fish, and gather perpetually.
Justin Parker is head of the Northwest Indian Fisheries Commission and a member of the Macaw tribe. He says tribal rights have been hurt by lots of things, including climate change. Three tribes on the Washington coast are already looking at fleeing to higher ground because of rising sea levels. The Trump budget eliminates a Bureau of Indian Affairs program that helps tribes deal with a changing climate.
That's going to be hugely important that we see these funds restored.
That's up to Congress. Ryan Zinke says he'll work with Congress to come up with a budget that reflects a great nation. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.